Good morning. Coming up here on 810 on the Mighty 690, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment, and we have Charles and Gary Skink in studio. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Good deal. So, Charles, what is our verse of the day?
Psalm 147, verse 3, 4, and 5 says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite." Psalm 147, 3, 4, and 5.
All right, Charles, thank you so much for that. And you've been a busy traveler around the U.S. here these past few days.
Yeah, I have. I have. I'm very thankful for a safe trip there and back. And
where did you go?
Went to Phoenix, Arizona first for a couple of days with some friends there, and visit a friend in Prescott, Arizona, who does what we do as far as helping people with retirement, and met with him and tried to show him some things. He showed me some things and just had a beneficial time for both of us, and then went to a conference in San Diego where we met with, there were several hundred other guys there, guys and gals that do what we do. And it was just a time of learning and reflecting and seeing how, just considering how we can be a better service to our clients.
No, I mean, that's great. And I love Arizona. I mean, I'm a big fan. And you were telling me some of the places you went, you know, the Devil's Bridge there and in Sedona. I mean, that is just, it's a beautiful country. And it's a great place to be this time of year.
It really is. It really is. The beauty there is really astounding in Sedona.
No, it is wonderful. So yeah, traveling's always great. I just had the chance to stick around here for a little bit, but got to go down to Tulsa and see that. I've been meaning to see the Fablemans movie forever, and I finally saw it. Have you guys seen that?
No, I have not.
It's really, really good. I mean, it's a great piece of filmmaking. If you like, you know, it was really well done, I thought.
Very good.
So I would highly recommend it. But hey, we are into the new year, and people always, I'm sure, have questions about, you know, retirement and Medicare and that sort of thing. And today we were going to talk a little bit, you said, about just basically if people are on, we've talked about Medicare Advantage plans before.
That's right.
And, you know, there's some pros and cons to that. But today we kind of want to focus on helping people who have maybe gotten on a Medicare Advantage plan and might not be exactly what they thought, right?
That's right. So last year during annual election period, AEP, there were ads by the hundred, by the thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Telling us, sign up now, call to see if your zip code qualifies to get all of this money back and see if you can get all of these benefits. And they do this knowing that only a small percentage of the population qualifies for that. And then they say, well, you don't qualify for that, but you can go ahead and sign up for this plan that gives you these benefits. And now the new year is here, and maybe you've gone to your doctor or gone to the pharmacy or the dentist, and you find that what they told you wasn't quite what you understood or what the reality was. And maybe you have buyer's remorse.
Right, right.
And so what can be done is a switch can be made.
Okay.
So you can switch from the plan that you're on to either another similar type plan that does have the benefits that you were looking for, maybe includes the doctor or the dentist or better covers the medications that you have. You can make that switch between now and March 31st without any, you can make one decision, one switch. And so that is available right now. That is going on right now as we speak.
No, that's a really good thing to know. And so, I mean, what would be some reasons to basically, you know, make that switch? If the coverage isn't good for people, you know, what might they be running into to go ahead and make that switch?
Well, a lot of times, just like Charles was saying, people will call the number on the screen, and they get a hold of somebody, and that person's main goal is to sell you something. That's that person's main goal. They don't really care about you. They don't know necessarily a whole lot about the area that you're in. And so then I had a lady the other day in a retail store said, my hubby, he called the number and he moved from here to here. And he said, she said, will I really get those benefits? And will he really get those benefits? I said, well, I don't know for sure. I will try to do a little research and get back with you. And I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to. And so it's just a time to have a local person to look at your situation and say, hey, here's what you've got and here's what you can get, or here's what you've got and it's okay. We might tell them that, you know. So it's just a time to double check.
And can you briefly, I guess, describe the difference between like a Medicare Advantage plan and other aspects of Medicare, the other plans that people might be on?
So one option is that maybe they've been on a Medicare supplement for a long time and they got convinced to go to a Medicare Advantage plan. And they've now they're on the Advantage plan and they're seeing that it doesn't have the benefits or the advantages that they thought they would have, and that they missed their Medicare supplement. They want to go back to that. Mm-hmm. And so if this is the first time that they've ever been on an Advantage plan, they can go back to a and get back on their Medicare supplement without any health questions. It's called a trial right.
Okay.
And so maybe right now you're taking this and you say, hey, this trial period of me trying out this Medicare Advantage plan is not what I expected, not what I wanted. The good news is you can go back to a Medicare supplement with zero health questions, and that can be effective February the 1st if you act in time and you have to jump through the hoops and everything.
So we have now until the 1st of February then, or is there some extension on that? How does that work?
So March 31st is the deadline.
Sure.
But any change that you make in the month is effective the 1st of the following month. So if you make a change this month, it's effective February 1st.
I gotcha.
Charlie, I want to restate what you said, because it has to be the first time that they're on a Medicare Advantage plan. And you stated that, but people may not have caught that. So it's the first time that you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. And what is a Medicare Advantage plan? Well, a Medicare Advantage plan is actually, a lot of the providers, doctors, hospitals, will call it a Medicare replacement, because it truly is a Medicare replacement in that when you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, you're choosing a private company to give you your Medicare benefits. And typically, you're not going to pay any money for that. So guess what? Medicare is paying that private company. And so they're what in the political world, they call it privatizing your health care. So they're letting a private company give you your health care benefits, and Medicare is paying for it. So that's what a Medicare Advantage plan is, in a nutshell.
And,
that's right.
And if, say, someone came into your office and they were curious as to, hey, is a Medicare Advantage plan going to be right for me or not? What are some things that you would ask them?
So we would ask, okay, who's your doctors? And we need to make sure that your doctor's in network. If they have doctors that are not in network and they really like their doctor and they want to stick with their doctor, a Medicare Advantage plan is going to be less than ideal for them.
We're going to ask about their budget. We're going to ask about their budget because they may be on a Medicare supplement that's $300 or $400 a month and they hardly have money to eat. So we're going to ask about their budget and figure out if it's a matter of eating or paying this Medicare supplement, then we need to explain to them the pros and cons of a Medicare Advantage plan and possibly free up some money that they can buy groceries with.
Sure.
So it's a matter of looking at the bigger picture of everything that's involved, their whole story kind of.
Yeah, this isn't a one-size-fits-all sort of thing.
That's right.
Like you said, you guys are always interested in, you know, something that is going to be beneficial for everyone. You're not trying to push these just, you know, coverage plans that are just going to be real generic.
Right. That's a true statement. We get to walk into Walmart and meet these customers And we want that to be a pleasant experience for them and us.
Of course.
This year and next year and so on.
Yeah.
And so that's reason if that's reason I enjoy working with people that's local, because most of the time I can go to Walmart and people say, hey, you know, I need some help with this, or I need help with that, or, you know, how's your kids or something.
Exactly. No, I mean, we're all part of the same community here.
Right.
So is there anything else that people should know about, you know, reasons to maybe switch, how to do that, the mechanics of that?
So, yeah, if their plan is different than what they were expecting, what they were told, if they have found a different plan that they prefer over the plan that they were signed up for, we can help them make that switch. If they do go back to a Medicare supplement, they'll need to get it back on a drug plan. And they have an open window to get it on a drug plan that would disenroll them from their Medicare Advantage plan and put them on original Medicare. So we can help people make whatever move they want to make. And we can also help them evaluate their current plan to make sure it is the plan that they expected and that they were told it was. So we can help them search their doctors, look at the price of their medicine, make sure their dentist accepts this plan, and get all those details worked out.
So, Charles, what are you going to charge people for that?
There's a zero charge. No cost at all.
Really? This is just... No wonder I'm hungry.
Well, that's not something you're going to see on TV, for sure. So, hey, guys, how about we take a quick break? We'll return and talk more here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. 8:22 as we continue our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690, joined again by Charles and Gary Skank. And as we've been talking about Medicare here on this last segment, you have an event coming up related to Medicare that will really be handy for some people, right?
That's right. This Tuesday, tomorrow at 5 p.m., we have a Medicare 101 at Dickey's there in Independence. And we already have several people lined up to attend, but we still have some openings. So if you want to know more about OEP and the open enrollment time that we're going in right now, where you can address your Medicare plan, if you're turning 65, if you're new to Medicare, if you are already on Medicare and you have questions, we want to invite you to attend. There's a free meal. The meal is included. And it's about a 25-minute talk that we have. Christy Ewing is actually going to be the one presenting, and people will like her. She's just a great presenter, and we're really excited to have her on our team. So that's 5 p.m. tomorrow, and then 11 a.m. on Thursday, this coming Thursday, the same thing will be happening, presentation on Medicare, and we're just... want to welcome all of our listeners. Need to call our office, 620-331-8800. We'll put you on the list to be in attendance.
And Dickey's, Charles, is where Calvert's used to be. They're on the bank corner there. What is that? Is that Laurel? No, is that Myrtle? I think that's Myrtle and Main.
Yep.
Myrtle and Main. And just a little past... Myrtle on the right is where Dickey's is.
That's
Dickey's
true.
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Independence.
It's a great place.
Yes, it is.
I've been there, and it's a really, really good food, and so a good meal, and get to have some education there.
And Charlie, Christy's prettier than we are.
That's true.
I mean, women just have an advantage over us guys.
You right.
know? And so
right.
she is a good presenter, and she's very knowledgeable, and she's very sincere.
That's right.
She had that shop there in town for a long time. What was the name of that?
Heaven's Angels.
Heaven's Angels. Yeah, that was her shop. And then her dad, Larry Jacobs, Jake they called him, was out there, John Deere mechanic. And so a lot of people will know her or her family from those different ties.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a good event. So, hey, if people have questions about these Medicare 101 sessions, they have anything, maybe they themselves need to get off a Medicare Advantage plan and onto something that would suit their needs a little better, where can we find you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. The main number is 620-331-8800. If they'd like to receive our newsletter, they can text that number with their name and email address, and we'll get that out to them. And we also have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
No, that's excellent. Very good. Well, anything else you'd like to share for us?
I think that's okay. It for today, well, James. I hope you have a great week.
All righty. Well, Charles and Gary Skank, always a pleasure to have you guys on, and I look forward to chatting again here next time.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.